Was he deaf?
Yes.
Totally, or?
Well, yes, just enough that it annoyed him. So he was such a wonderful person, and he was a school. He had been principal here for our junior high and had taught in our schools for some time, and she did too. In fact, they were just here years and years. But she's a lovely person. You probably will meet her sometime over there.
Well, we have been asked to chaperone some of these functions, but we haven't done it yet. We may eventually come to this, but it's just a responsibility we haven't cared for yet, so we haven't met too many of these people, actually. Of course, when you start chaperoning, you meet enormous numbers all at once.
That's right. Well, your time's coming. Your children are at the age
That's what
now
I'm afraid
when
of.
when you need to be with them now. Mm-hmm. But when they start being in these different things, why, well, then it'll be your turn then. And
yep.
I just wouldn't jump into it too quickly, because, boy, when you start, you get into a whole bunch of it, won't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yes, this is what I've been afraid of. If we open the gate once, why, then it's open. We'll feel obliged to accept all.
There'll be a time, though, when you will want to,
and
you won't have that feeling of even, you won't even have a thought of not wanting to. It'll just automatically come to you anyway.
I got my tuxedo out earlier this spring, one of the regular closet cleaning chores, and looked at the thing. My goodness, what a miserable suit. The legs are about this big around in the pants, the shoulders are this long, and the lapels come out to here.
Oh, my.
Of course, I can't button it. I can't even begin to button it. My wife laughed and laughed and laughed.
She thought that was a good joke.
Yeah,
she?
Not about the style, but about the buttons. I was appalled by the style. I think this was just after I got my bicycle. My girls gave me a carrier for it for Father's Day.
Oh, that's
the
nice.
Gift for the man who has everything. They thought this was wonderful because then they could ride.
Oh, sure.
So I've been taking them around the block. When you were a girl, did they grow much fruit around here?
Well, our fruit is rather limited now. We do have a peach orchard out toward Wild Horse community. And but people around here who have just who are farming people, and I told you, you know, that those are pretty scarce. They have just a regular garden, probably, and just a few fruit trees.
I was talking to my neighbor last night. We were discussing the folly of this. He put out a garden. I guess he has about four rows of corn, each of them about 30 feet long. He has five children. They start about here and they go up to about 12 or 13. But his two youngest were out there in the corn patch, just going down the row, putting their foot sideways and kicking the stalks over. Oh, I guess he could cheerfully have drawn and quartered those kids.
I'm sure he could have. Oh, my.
What would you call the center of a cherry? The hard part?
Probably would just say a seed. The seed of the cherry. I know one of the things that I tried to think of last time when you asked me about how did my mother store our things, I happened to think of, we had an old trunk, an old metal trunk, that we stored the clothing in. And you also asked me about the, do you remember you asked me about the donkey? I didn't even say donkey to you, that's probably what I would have said.